Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And Amnesty International has again called for an investigation into the Public Order Policing Unit and how they respond to protests and volatile situations following the death of four people killed in Tembisa during the protests. And Genevieve Quintal, spokesperson at the International Amnesty, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for making time. So, Genevieve, why is Amnesty International involved with this?
So, from where we're coming from, we're asking for an investigation into how these four people who died during the Tembisa protests, not how they died, but who was responsible for their deaths. You know, we've had allegations in the media that at least two or three of those deaths have been attributed to the Ekurhuleni Metro Police. And we're saying there needs to be accountability. We have seen too many times in the past how the police have used heavy-handedness while monitoring protests, and this has led to the death of people. And so what we're calling for here is a proper investigation. So we heard yesterday that IPED has been roped in to investigate. The Ekurhuleni Metro Police are doing their own internal investigation, and all we're asking for is accountability and for a proper investigation into who is responsible for these deaths. Is it the police? If it is the police, it brings into question again the training that is needed in terms of public order policing. It was very concerning for us during the protests, especially on Monday, when we were hearing reports that police were overwhelmed. And what we're saying, and we've been calling for this for years, actually, since the days of the Marikana shooting, that if your police are properly trained, they shouldn't be overwhelmed in these situations.
And, I mean, looking at the reports of the four that died, it's stating that two of the four died when apparently blowing up an ATM. Do you think that's true?
So we saw these reports yesterday as well. I think those were the last two of the day. It's not up to us to say whether it's true or not. We're asking then for a proper investigation. The first two during the day were alleged to be by police, and so we're asking for the investigation in terms of that. We need the proper information. We need there to be transparency so that we can at least know who is responsible. And whoever is responsible should be held accountable, whether it's the police or whether it's somebody else.
And will the police themselves do the investigation, do you think?
Well, when it comes to whether the police were involved in the death of any of these protesters, that's what IPED is involved in. IPED looks at internal investigations of the police. And as Ekurhuleni Metro Police spokesperson said yesterday, IPED was on the scene in the morning after two protesters had died. So yes, they've got an actual division that deals with that kind of investigation.
And I mean, it's in your view, what could the police have done differently? I know it's a tough question, but I mean, you know, we are talking about training now, for example, and they were possibly intimidated or overwhelmed. What do you think they could have done differently?
Well, when we talk about training, I think, you know, something that we use and it's used worldwide is this thing called non-lethal weapons. That's your rubber bullets, that's your stun grenades and your water cannons. But what we have seen, especially the rubber bullets are not non-lethal. We have seen in this country how people have died after being shot by rubber bullets. There was Andrew Satane in the Free State, 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then there was the gentleman who was coming out of the pharmacy last year during the VIT student protests. And the whole thing with a rubber bullet is you cannot shoot it directly at someone's chest and think that nothing's going to happen to them. The force of those bullets is really strong. So when it comes to training and how to use the, and if you go look at international law around this, a rubber bullet is supposed to either be fired to the ground or to the side. It's to help disperse people. Now that's the kind of training police should be getting when using these types of non-lethal weapons when controlling a protest. There also needs to be, and in terms of that, and then keeping your cool, if you know exactly what you need to do, we're not going to have this issue of people dying at the hands of police during protests.
And do you think that, I mean, with proper training, it's going to really make such a difference, because it sounds like there weren't enough policemen on the scene.
Yeah, we know that the number of that we have an issue in this country with the number of police. Those numbers have dwindled. So yes, there are many other factors, and it's I'm not saying that it's going to miraculously fix everything just by training, but training is a very important step. And that, as I said again, it's not very encouraging for us as citizens when you're telling me that the police are overwhelmed, because then who is protecting us? They're supposed to be trained in dealing with situations like this. So again, yes, it's not only about the training. There are many, many facets of the police service in South Africa that need overhauling. But in terms of this, a big aspect, especially in protests, is the public order policing and the training of public order policing on how to handle protests, whether violent or non-violent.
And I suppose also a last question, were they reacting with the same force that you know, that the protesters were impacting or coming forward with? You know, that's the question. Were they themselves threatened, I suppose, is the question.
Well, yes, but if you look at international law and the use of non-lethal weapons, it also talks about it being proportional. But is proportional, is killing someone, does anything give the right to take someone's life? Is that proportional? And that's what needs to be discussed, because they're not there to take someone's life. And if you're properly trained, you wouldn't need to do that. And that's our whole point. And I come back to the training each time, because it's such an important part of public order policing. But yeah, there are a lot of factors we need to look into, and I understand people's fears get in the way, but you know, that also comes down to, should you be in that role then, in that job? You know, these, and also, you know, people need to be counseled, obviously, after being in a traumatic situation. And I hope that our police are getting that type of debriefing at the end of protests and that, so that they're not carrying these fears into the next protest.
Absolutely, absolutely. Genevieve Quintel, spokesperson at the International Amnesty. Thank you so much, Genevieve, and thank you for giving us your views.